USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Voters are heading to the polls today in a number of states. They'll be deciding races up and down the ballot in New York, Illinois, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and South Carolina. Ghislaine Maxwell could be condemned to spend the rest of her life behind bars when she is sentenced today for helping pedophile Jeffrey Epstein sexually abuse young girls. The bodies of at least 46 people were found dead inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday after a presumed migrant smuggling attempt went bad. Authorities say 16 people were found in the trailer, including four minors that were taken to local hospitals with heat stroke and exhaustion. Three people have been arrested and taken into custody, and the matter was being pushed to federal authorities. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott says these deaths are on Biden's hands because of his open border policy. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Four out of five employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Made-for-TV January 6th committee called for a special session today. An aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will be questioned again. An Amtrak train hits a dump truck in Missouri.
Three people are dead and dozens are injured after an Amtrak train derailed after hitting a dump truck in Missouri. Governor Michael Parson.
It's very unfortunate anytime you have a derailment of a train and multiple cars. It's not a good day.
Seven cars have derailed. There are multiple injuries, and we can confirm there are three fatalities, two on the train and one in the dump truck.
The National Transportation Safety Board said it is launching a 14-member GO team to investigate the crash. The train originated from Los Angeles and was on its way to Chicago. This comes one day after an Amtrak train collided with a car in California, killing three people. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Russian war machine continues to attack civilians in Ukraine. The toll from Russia's missile hit on a crowded shopping center in Kremenchuk on Monday has risen to 18 dead and 59 wounded. President Zelensky described the raid as one of the most defiant terrorist attacks in European history, adding that Russia is the largest terrorist organization in the world. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today on Russia's targeting of civilians. Quote, that will be the main focus, end quote. As the debate on abortion continues in America, so does the violence from suspected Democrat activists. The disrespect from Democrat lawmakers and the White House against the Supreme Court is at a fever pitch. There is one point these folks are missing. Lieutenant Governor from Texas, Dan Patrick on Fox News.
This is a culture of death in this administration. And now they want to give a voucher to go take the life of a baby. You know, through this entire discussion the last couple of days since Roe v. Wade was overturned, I have not heard one person on the left say anything that seemed to care about the life of the baby. I haven't heard one person say, we wish every baby was born. We don't support abortion. We just support choice, but we do care about the babies as well as these mothers. I haven't heard a word. They talk about these innocent babies in the womb as if they're not human.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.